There you go. Thank you. So you folks will notice on the website, there's a bunch of recordings of past speakers. And so some of that may be of interest. That's why I wanted to encourage you to go take a look. With that past, you guys, we have a really awesome, not so much surprise, because if you read the newsletter, you know that Stephanie's going to be here. But this is in like old school oneness, you know, here we go. Let me just say a little bit about Stephanie real quick. Okay. She's academically holds the title of professor emeritus in Sufism. She holds the title of former head of the International Sufi Movement, which kind of a big deal, if you ask me. As a senior teacher or Murshida in Sufism, and additionally an educator, designer, world traveler, seeker, and ardent student of world religions. She's been initiated by His Holiness the Dalai Lama, Saint Mother Teresa. A couple of names that'll be hard for me to pronounce, and I'm sorry about those, but you see them on screen. And then how about among others? So Stephanie, what have you got for us, please?
I have something good for you, I hope. And I'm going to ask Kyle. I want to be sure I'm a co-host because I'm not able to record from this side, and I would like to be able to do that.
You are a co-host.
We'll work it out afterwards, okay?
Okay.
Let me just do something here. Maybe I'm already recording. But anyway, hi everyone and welcome. I'm so delighted to be with you again. It's almost the end of the year, so happy Thanksgiving coming up. And I think I was one of the first speakers last year. This year, it was the beginning again talk at the very beginning of the year, and I was happy to be with you. Today, what I feel really inspired to share with you is a teaching and a practice both. And it has to do with the development of the mind and the heart towards contemplation, concentration, and meditation. So show of hands. How many people have tried meditating? How many people feel they are masters of meditation? So after this, perhaps you will find yourself a little more skillful at it. But first, a few words, and the lineage of Sufism that I study, among others, but the one that I was sort of responsible for, is the Sufism of we call him a saint, from, and he was also a professor, by the way. His name was Inayat Khan, and he came from India. We refer to him as Hazrat Inayat Khan. Hazrat is an honorific title after someone's deceased. Anyway, I'm sharing some of his words with you, and also, you know, I edit these heavily to be meaningful for you. So I'm just going to share a few words. One of them is spiritual development, and one could say development in any way, comes by the help of contemplation and meditation, the science of breath being the foundation of each. So breath is significant, and right now you could just start to pay attention to your breath and make it full and make it relaxed. And listen to these words, no grasping, just let them wash over your mind and enter the mind stream. Nothing in the world can thoroughly be accomplished without concentration, whether it's one's business or profession or spiritually. All of it requires concentration. Some people are born with this natural gift, and some of us have to develop it. And so we're going to work towards that today. Without concentration, even someone that's most masterful, most learned, they don't meet with success. And this, of course, is can bring sadness and disappointment, but it's not that it can't come anyway. We just have to learn to concentrate and to meditate. It's by the power of concentration alone that one comes to fully express oneself. Very often, and tell me if this isn't true of us, of me, people believe that closing the eyes and being still is meditation, and that meditation maybe happens when it's convenient, but not on a regular basis. But here I'm proposing even taking 2 or 3 minutes a day is helpful. Meditation is truly a kind of maybe a scientific linear process, and we're going to go through that. But I want to just set the tone before we go into the meditation. First comes concentration. We need to be able to focus our mind on something with diligence and with our own determination. Here we engage our will. After that, we are able to hold the image, the thought, the teaching, the reading, whatever that is, in our minds. That's concentration. And not only that, we also study it internally and come to know it deeper. Here's an example. Who amongst us hasn't read something, a poem, let's say, when we were younger, and we think we understand it, and then we come to it another time and we know, oh my God, it's a whole different meaning. So we develop, and by concentrating on things, we can develop a thought, or that's that which is concentrated on. These lead to realization. Who doesn't want to feel more realized? It leads to understanding. Who doesn't want to feel the interconnectedness of all things and understand things more deeply? It leads to wisdom. Who amongst us doesn't want to be more wise, so that we can share that wisdom, not for our own benefit, for the benefit of all beings, and have more insight so that we're not deluded just by what we see. We can go deeper into it to see the meaning behind it. This is so important. There's a great Sufi writer called Ibn Arabi, and he says, seek to know that which transpires behind that which appears. In Buddhism, it is also this way. My teacher always said, don't be deluded by outward appearances of things. Come to try to know them in a deeper way, what that outward appearance is indicating. So I offer that little advice to you from my Rinpoche. So as I said, the first step is concentration, and in a moment we'll be reflecting upon an object, and I think I'm just going to show you that right now. How about that? And I'm going to show you where the morning here, so you'll understand why I'm dressed in this tropical muumuu of sorts. And let me go here and get the window. You see it? This was our morning. This is the view from the balcony. So it's quite warm here, and it's a beautiful environment. Nature informs us every single day. We feel so totally blessed. So I thank this space and this land and this home. So we're going to use the image of this candle, and I would ask that you just start to look at it, take the impression of this image inward. There's the value of keeping the mind focused on the object of desire. Now, this is true whether it is spiritual, material, or otherwise, some accomplished goal. We could make this analogy when we were all students. We were better students when we concentrated on the subject. And when we gave our time and our energy to it, we could become really, really, really accomplished at something. So there's a value in this. This is really the first step is concentration. Now, I'd like to, if my words distract you in any way, you know, don't pay attention, but try to gently be guided in this way. First, notice the warmth of this image, the beauty of this candle holder. Notice the reflection fanning out on the surface of the table. And I brought this image of light, although it could be an image that inspires you if you decide to go through this process your own. Maybe a picture of Jesus or Buddha or nature or some wise being that inspired you. You can concentrate on anything. For me, light is very, very important. And it really is important to all of us. Think about it. We use it to celebrate. Think of 4th of July. Think of New Year's. We mark time and significant holidays, our birthdays with candles. Religious ceremonies always have light and candles as part of them. And now as we move into Thanksgiving and into the Christmas time, we think about a lot of people illuminate their homes with lights or trees with lights, bringing the light of the Christ child into the world. Also the Hanukkah, the time of Hanukkah, where we use the menorah and we light successively, each light coming from the outer edges to the central light, representing one God, one God. Now here we just concentrate. Again, I'm going to ask you to take the image in from the bottom. Notice the rays of light coming through the prismatic holder. Notice the flickering of the flame. You can concentrate on the details, but at some point, concentrate on the whole gestalt, the whole image. See if you can hold that image. Keep gazing. Think about the qualities of light, how it illuminates the darkness of our path, but it also does that inwardly to bring the light in. Notice the flame rising upward. It's as if it's reaching upward, this kind of movement of both respect and inspiration. And then, of course, there's a source that's allowing the flame to be illuminated. This fuel, we can consider what's our fuel that illuminates us, that makes us feel lit up from the inside. And now I'm going to ask you to, you can, if you feel like you don't have the image very clearly, but if you can, close your eyes and see if you can see, hold that image in your mind's eye. If you need a refresher, just open the eyes slightly and close again. We want to be able to hold that image. And if you can imagine that image in your heart center, the base of the candle is a little bit below your rib cage. And the flame rises up through your heart. You may even notice a little tingling or a little warmth there by concentrating. Now, the second part of the practice, while concentrating on the image inwardly, is to allow your creativity to be engaged. Why is this important? Well, think about it. Like Stephen Hawking was able to extrapolate and elaborate and even further the thoughts of Einstein, First, we concentrate on something. Then we become creative with it, asking what ifs or could it be. Then we can advance. These are how advancements take place in science, in math, in art, in every literature, whatever the discipline. It happens first by concentrating and knowing something very well. But then it's not enough just to know it. We can add something to it to further the discipline. And in the same way, we can add something further to this meditation to help us start to practice this in principle to apply to other things in life. So again, seeing that image, the base of the candle holder resting just below the rib cage, filling that space perfectly and beautifully, the flame rising through the heart. Now we begin to be creative and improvise a bit. So let's change in our mind's eye the candle holder. Let it become red. Now make it blue. Now make it purple. Now bring it back to its natural color. It was the warm amber tone. But let's change it. Let's make it a little bigger. And instead of the thin flame coming out of it, let's imagine a pillar or a candle sitting there. And imagine the flame still there. But now, let's change the color of the candle. Let it be orange. Let it be red. Let it be blue. Let it be ivory color. And slowly the pillar changes back to the original flame. And the holder, also back to the original holder, back to the source. Now I'm going to ask you to project the image. This is helpful, very, very helpful. When we want to create, expand the creativity, and perhaps share that with others. But here we practice it as part of an elaboration on our concentration and contemplation. So I want you to please, again, envision the candle holder and the flame in its original source within your heart. And now imagine that there are rays of light being projected out from the flame in infinite rays, not just going forward, but all around. Imagine 360 degrees of radiant light. But the rays are distinct because at the end of each ray is another candle holder and flame. Now, take one of those candle holders and flames and send it to a place on the earth that needs warmth, that needs healing, that needs peace. There's certainly many. Afghanistan, Haiti, many, many places. Let this light radiate and touch the earth there and the inhabitants. Let a candle go to a hospital where there's a need of healing and upliftment and encouragement. Let a candle and a ray go to a home for the elderly so that they may feel love and light and warmth in their lives. And what about animal shelters? What about hospice homes? All of these, through our meditation, we can offer a little light and love. Keep these infinite rays of light at the end, another candle holder and a flame, and then infinite rays of light again, just expanding into the whole universe and beyond. Hold that. See it all emanating from your own heart. Now I'm going to ask you to start to bring those rays, the furthermost rays, in to touch the candle holders. And move the candle holders in even more through the rays of light, moving, condensing, condensing, till now there's just the singular image residing in your heart again. And now what we're going to do is imagine that with your breath, you start to erase the table with the rays of light. Just erase them. They disappear. And now the candle holder disappears. There's just a flame in space. And now there's just the flame again, and you start to, with your breath, erase even the flame too. And there's just spaciousness. Please reside in this spaciousness. The music that's playing is a George Winston composition played by the Robbins Island Group. Keep this spaciousness within, keep the breath going. If you want to open your eyes and look at the candle again, softly do so, and return to the spaciousness. If you don't remember anything else, remember this. Meditation begins with concentration. After concentration comes contemplation. And then after that comes new meditation. It's yoga for the mind and the heart. Hold an asana. We concentrate on it. And when we release it, we fall naturally into meditation and spaciousness. Use anything around you, a piece of fruit, a flower, a stone, a landscape. Anything can be used as an object, as an exercise. And then once learned, we apply it in our lives. Keep in mind that the mind is the great creator. It's all perception. What do we decide to concentrate on becomes our reality. Very important. Conscious that our thoughts create our reality. So we want to be mindful of concentrating. Use our will and our power of concentration to shift it if we find ourselves in a murky, muddy place. We can do it. Concentrate on your beauty. Keep your faith. that I always climb in pockets. And you are concentrate on this light and see the light. God bless all of you. God bless this time together. May it be of benefit to all beings. Thank you so much.
Mark, you're muted.
There we go. I tried to use my space bar. It didn't work too good. I would say thank you very much. That was very moving. Stephanie, thank you. I almost hate to move on. It was so quiet and peaceful and wonderful. So in terms of recording, Stephanie, there'll be something here if you weren't successful. So work with Kyle, you know, he does that for us, edits that stuff. So that takes out all the silliness, extra, whatever. And I would want you to have it. So please, you know.